The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Welcome back to the Seth Leibson Show. As promised, everyone, and as we do every Wednesday, we check in with Brett Johnson. He is a partner with the law firm of Snell and Wilmer, offices headquartered here in Phoenix, but across the country. He is our election and constitutional law expert. He is a lot of people's election and constitutional law expert. Well deserved. Brett, thanks for being with us. Really appreciate it.
No problem. Thanks for having me, and premature happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you, and happy Thanksgiving to you and Heather and the family as well. Okay, Brett, so the big question that keeps coming up with all the downwash from what transpired two Tuesdays ago, Election Day, is...
Feels like 2 years ago.
I know, and it's probably going to keep you busy for the next 2 years. But in any event, Brett, the thing we keep reading about and hearing about over here and in the papers and online is that there's a need to redo the election that we did on November 8th. And I wanted to ask you, it sounds unprecedented in Arizona. I don't know if it is unprecedented in Arizona, but the truth is it does happen or take place in other, there have been examples of this, at least as I've been able to follow, in other jurisdictions and other states. I wonder if you might just walk us through that and tell us about the contours of that.
Sure, and no problem. And don't get me wrong. I mean, this is a common, especially in a democracy, and you want your elections to be run fairly. And the right to vote is, you know, a fundamental right underneath the Constitution, both the state constitutions as well as, of course, the United States Constitution. And there's a ton of federal law at issue. There's a ton of state law at always issue. And because when you're working in that framework and there are discrepancies or outright fraud, then there are obviously mechanisms that the judiciary can step in and order basically a new election. But again, extremely, extremely rare. And in my quick look, we did find a few examples. Give you one, for example, was a Barber versus Gunn that was in a Mississippi type case. And that's where they just completely messed up the election, wrong voting lines, where, you know, the precincts of where the representative was going to be decided from. And there was it was also a primary election. So basically what the court in that case, and then in subsequent cases as being the standard, is that if it's so pervasive and it is so bad that it impacts the election, one of the remedies that is possibly available is to redo an election to ensure that overwhelmingly voters are not disenfranchised. Again, extremely rare. What usually happens is that different votes are identified, and then the judge is very selective in ensuring that votes that are identified that can be then processed and put into the rest of the canvas or taken away. I mean, that's obviously another one. One of the main grounds across the United States is that somebody voted illegally. They were not entitled to vote in that election, or they failed to follow the correct process. Voter identification, somebody not living in a state. In Arizona, you didn't properly sign the ballot. Those would all be considered illegal votes, and you could have those withdrawn from the tally. And literally, the judge does a mathematical equation and comes to a determination at the end as to whether or not the state or the county can go forward with certifying the election results.
So, Brett, you remember when we both wore younger men's clothes, the goings on in Florida after the 2000 election, and there was that picture of that one guy with the magnifying glass. It was all,
oh yeah,
yeah. Is that kind of? I don't know that he was a judge particularly. I think he was an election official. But is that the kind of thing that they're trying to do when they're trying to determine what a ballot said or what a voter's intent was?
Absolutely.
With about that? It's that kind of action. Okay.
Right. That's the absolute, and that's in modern times, that's the case that everybody points to is for equal protection and to ensure that your vote is counted. It's Gore versus Bush. And remember the guy with the big eye for sure. And that was dealing with a hanging chad.
Right.
And what Gore did, a lot of people forget this, Gore won at the Florida Supreme Court. He was trying to get about 3,000 votes to be counted. He only needed, I think, a little bit over 500 to win. And what the court said is, yes, you need to, because they were doing the punch at the time, and people are our age will remember that, is that you went into the ballot box and you actually punched through a hole.
Yeah.
Well, and when they did that, and sometimes in the Florida case, it actually punched through a hole, but you voted for Gore and you voted for Buchanan.
Right.
So that was that was the interesting part. And what the court, Florida Supreme Court said is, you need to go back and look at those 3,000 and deal with the hanging chad situation that the individual counties were already dealing with. The U.S. Supreme Court, though, came out, and again, elections, there is a time constraint. They have to be done by a certain period of time. And in that case, the U.S. Supreme Court said, Florida, we hear what you're saying, but you ran out of time. You needed to do this a lot faster. So ironically, we're all talking about time and speed for elections, and that was the reason why the U.S. Supreme Court basically said, you have to have it done by this day. The next day, Al Gore conceded the race.
Okay, so that was a lesser eventuation than a redo of an election, obviously. To get to a redo, So to get to a redo of an election, let's say here, if I'm following the case law on these few cases, it can happen. Do I have the test right? Where the will of the voters cannot be determined. You cannot determine what the will of the mass vote was.
That's right, and that's a pervasive, but it has to meet one of the different criteria.
Okay.
You can't just say, you know, we think that you can't determine what the will. You have to still fit it within different categories, and it has to be pervasive. And there has been cases, including in Arizona, where it's unfortunate. People's votes, you know, it's very clear that they were disenfranchised, usually because an election official gave them bad guidance.
Yeah.
And in those circumstances, the judge said, you know, Mr. So-and-so, that it's very unfortunate that that happened to you. However, because you don't have enough votes to get over the threshold or cannot prove that, then we're not going to be able to take any action on your request. So one of the more recent ones was Ron Barber, who ran against McSally down in Tucson about almost a decade ago now.
Yeah.
And that was one of the pivotal cases. And definitely Democrats in that case showed that there were possibly some votes that should have been counted. The judge said, I might agree with you, but it's not going to make a difference. But you have to have that argument of a pervasive, and you're seeing that more and more, especially based off of different types of cases across the country at issue as to whether or not it's pervasive enough that the judge needs to take complete action, again, very rare, undo the election, or just count or uncount a certain amount of votes.
Okay, so is it pervasive, kind of a Potter Stewart test? I know it when I see it, or are there certain thresholds? I suppose what it would be based on an argument of a candidate. It's a candidate.
It's pretty much so widespread that the election would turn.
Okay, and then what is the mechanic of it? The mechanics of it happening. Does a candidate, in our case, maybe it would be a gubernatorial candidate or another candidate? Do they have to bring? Is that who brings the case to the court?
No, anybody is allowed to bring to contest an election.
Any
sure.
Election.
So you don't. Yeah, I mean, as long as you are a qualified elector, you're allowed to bring the action and contest the vote.
Okay, and theoretically, a judge could order a redo. I suppose theoretically that could be appealed.
It would definitely be appealed.
Okay.
So it would go. It depends on which action you're bringing. If you're bringing something underneath the U.S. Constitution, and the attorneys decided to go to federal court, then obviously that would go, just like Bush versus Gore, would go up to the U.S. Supreme Court. But again, just like Gore versus Bush, it went up through also the Florida Supreme Court, addressing similar issues.
Right.
And so but no matter what, on these types of cases, they usually go up on appeal and then to the Supreme Court, and it's all on an expedited basis. So the courts have procedures in place to ensure it's done correctly.
So it goes through the state court.
Go ahead. this is done in the context of a contest, which is also many cases, such as the McSally case, is done as part of a recount. And so you technically have a parallel cases moving on. But regardless, you finally have a judge, a neutral judge, who's put in charge to try to, who's right here, where's the evidence, what's the facts, and then really developing a record for the Supreme Court to review.
Okay, I gotcha. As of now, and I don't know if this is a fair question or not, as of now, do we know of a filing with a state court to redo the election as of the moment we're talking right now? Do we know of such a filing?
Yeah, so the candidate for Attorney General in Arizona, Abe Hamada, has filed a lawsuit, I think, that came out last night,
right?
And seeking some relief as to certain actions that happened in the state of Arizona.
Okay, so in the AG race, we are seeing at least that flow through the courts right now.
That's right. And a lot of that came from the Attorney General, Mark Brnovich, has obviously sent a letter over to the Maricopa County Attorney's Office. So you're seeing, hey, and in reality, no matter what it is, I mean, we live in a democracy. There's three branches of government.
Right.
We trust our judges. We trust our Court of Appeals. And to get out of necessarily the politics, although the legal law is politics too, is you try to get in front of a judge who then is able to really collect the real data, make a determination on the evidence, and then move it up. And the idea for purposes of democracy is that the matter is eventually resolved, maybe not in people's decisions. And quite honestly, most people leave a courthouse upset.
Yeah, right.
It's supposed to provide that finality that we're able to move on and have trust in the system. It also provides an opportunity for our elected leaders in the future to say, the judge found X, Y, and Z. It might not have been enough to overturn an election, but we need to fix this.
Yeah. It's a pathway or a roadmap for the legislature. Brett Johnson, as always, man, we thank you so much. So valuable. Invaluable. Brett Johnson of the Snell & Waller Law Firm, swlaw.com. Thanks, Brett.
Thank you.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.